Here's the Game On podcast with Brandon Chapman,
yeah,
guest, and
Gabby Rodriguez.
G Rod, G Money. How you doing, Xander?
Doing good. And
we're talking sports, man. We decided to do this even though you didn't have a normal guest because you were all fired up today.
Yes. And then what do you guys think of NC State and UConn making it to the Final Four for both men to women?
I think it's great. I think it's great for both universities. I mean, it's awesome to see both the men's and women's programs at both of those universities shine, do well, have upsets. I don't think either was expected to be in the Final Four, and so having that opportunity for both of those teams to make it that far. Here's the thing. A Cinderella could win for both schools. I don't know if I'd necessarily call UConn women a Cinderella, but certainly NC State.
Yeah, I'm glad about NC State. Interestingly enough, I looked up when you were talking about that, Xander, I looked up the information on who has sent men's and a women's team to the same Final Four. And of course, UConn shows up over and over and over again. So 83, Georgia Bulldogs, 99, Duke Blue Devils, 2002, Oklahoma Sooners, 03, the Texas Longhorns. And then 04, UConn, both won the championship that way, that year, by the way. 05, Michigan State. 06, LSU. 09, UConn again. 2011, UConn again.
Yeah.
2013, Louisville. 2014, UConn again. And that time, 2014, they both won the championship.
Yeah.
2017, South Carolina. So it's happened a number of times, but mostly by UConn, it seems like. So,
yes.
So I'm glad. NC State, that's awesome. Yes, what do you think, Xander? You obviously brought it up.
I think it's awesome, too, but I also saw that there's a basketball player that plays for NC State that's getting looked at by NFL teams, and he's getting looked by NFL teams to be an offensive tackle. And I'm like, what? You want to go play? His dream is to play in the NBA, but how is the NFL team looking at him? I just saw that. I'm like, what the heck?
Hey,
he's built differently, man.
He's built different. It's all about opportunities. It could be an open door for him. I think it was DJ Burns, his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's ultra-athletic. Obviously has a championship mindset, can help lead a team or be a contributor. And so just with the size, the speed, the athletic ability, if you were in an NFL team, why not take a chance? Yeah. At least give him a tryout, take a look at him.
I mean, Gabby and I mean, we're meant to do whatever, but we're built more like we're meant to be at the buffet, you know? So sometimes you got to go where I'm more like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And you would be like Crema de Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
So that's just how it is, man. I mean, you know, these scouts, even though they got all these analytics now, yeah. Xander, you know, they still look at the body. Like, they're all about, oh, they got a prototypical baseball body or they got a football. They look at the upside. So anyway, that's why I think.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Drink of the day.
You were fired up about something. What was it you were fired up about? Your WSU basketball or, you know, the coaching situation or, I don't know, you hit about 14 topics in less than a minute.
Where are we going to find a coach that wants to stay in Pullman? We have to find a coach that loves small cities. How are we going to find a small town coach that, like, loves small cities and wants to support Pullman?
Well, you know, that's a hard question to answer overall, and I'm sure Chappie has some insight as well, but if you just think about it, we all love WSU, right? We at WSU need to hope that we can get the best coach that will give the best effort, even if it's a couple years. That way, it could be appealing for someone else. I mean, yeah, it'd be ideal to get a coach that would stay for 10, 15, 20 years, maybe retire here. But the reality is that, you know, you don't want to say stepping stone, but the reality is for some coaches, this is a stepping stone opportunity. It's a Power 5 or Power 6 or a bigger school, bigger conference type team, historically, traditionally. And so just having that opportunity, if we could get a coach in here, maybe they'll learn to love the place like every Coug that comes to Pullman, you know, eventually loves the place. And they can build. But if we want someone that's giving their best right from the start. So if they're giving their best and they're producing the best, if they end up getting a greater opportunity, then, you know, at least part of their story will be WSU, which would be cool.
Here's what I think after, you know, I was here as a student, and I enjoyed my time here. Like I did. My wife and I, we were already married at the time. We didn't live on campus. We lived off campus. And so we kind of saw Pullman for a little bit more than just the university. But even then, like, I didn't really truly appreciate Pullman until we were gone. I mean, truly.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people, even if they love Pullman, they don't necessarily know that they love Pullman or that it was great until they leave.
Yeah.
And you realize how much you miss, right? And sometimes circumstances change, right? So we're living, it wasn't a bad area, but we're living south of Olympia. Kids leave their bikes out. You know, if they do, they're gone in 15 minutes, right? Right. Yeah, all over Western Washington, different places. Here in Pullman, we moved back. Our oldest son was going into fourth grade. Our youngest wasn't even in preschool yet. But, like, leave their bikes out by the road. They're still there 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Right. And so those are the kind of things, like, I think about coaches. Can coaches truly appreciate Pullman for what it is? You know, because A, they're just like anyone else that sometimes you don't know it until you're gone. And B, they're so busy working. They're so busy recruiting. They're on the road when they're watching game film. I don't know that they really involve themselves in the community that much. So, you know, how do you even know that you love it?
That's a great point. I think it could be more of their families.
Right.
That really embrace Pullman. And, you know, we could do the what if. Xander, you were talking about basketball.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, they say.
You know, we could do the what ifs. But, Xander, you were talking about basketball. And, of course, this question, I think, kind of centers around that we recently lost Kyle Smith. But it's hard to not play the what if game. What if we weren't going down a conference to WCC, at least temporarily?
Maybe.
You know? Maybe Coach Smith stays, right?
But we don't know.
But we don't know for sure. I guess we'll never know if Stanford was the dream job or not. But good for him. I mean, hey, Stanford is prestigious in many ways. Maybe their basketball program isn't. But, hey, he's a competitor as well as a coach, a great coach. Maybe he can elevate them to be as prestigious as some of their other programs.
I know about Kyle Smith, man. He was down working at San Fran right before, not making nearly as much money as here. He couldn't afford to buy a house, right? They couldn't buy a house in the Bay Area.
Now they can now.
He gets to go back down. He gets to live in the Bay Area again, which obviously he liked it. And he gets to buy a house.
Yeah.
Right? That's a different world.
Yeah, it's a different world for sure. And Stanford has a different bag of money.
Sometimes generational money. I mean, like you take that opportunity when you have it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to leave Pullman. Trust me. I've been offered jobs elsewhere that have been really lucrative, right? I'm not going to say double my salary, but pretty darn close.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave Pullman.
Yeah. There's comfort. There's comfort here. No traffic, no crime, no drama.
Right.
Being able to see all these different student athletes in men's and women's programs.
And I love going out to a Coug baseball game. The guy who sits next to me is incredible. He's right. Got four box seats.
No, so
that's Gabby, by the way, Xander. I'll say when he's there.
And then when I talked to the guy in Walla Walla that hires athletic directors and head coaches, and he was there when I was doing the being the advocate for the work program, me and him talked about maybe we should hire the athletic director from Lewis Clark State because they were really good at women's basketball and men's basketball, and they're normally not that very good at those sports. They're more normally good at baseball, but they're close to here, and they know the area very well because they're very close to here. And I think that hiring an athlete from there would be awesome because it's close to Pullman, and also the athlete would know the area very well so that he can find a coach who wants to live in this kind of area.
Yeah, no, and I won't say I disagree. I mean, these are tough opportunities, right? An athletic director is a big role,
right?
But you got to have a great support staff. And usually the support staff is the one that elevates that person because they never do all the work on their own. It's a team. It's a team environment. So hopefully WSU is able to find someone with some regional ties that does want to be in Pullman, that doesn't just embrace the opportunity for a title or for money. But the reality is that you may have to take a chance on someone like that because you know, because we need someone. We need a leader here as well to help that team also elevate. And so I'm hopeful that WSU will continue to shine. There's a lot of good programs, not just the basketball program or the football program, but a lot of women's programs are shining as well. And I think that's due to the support staff and the new interim AD, you know, Miss Ann McCoy. I mean, hopefully she'll continue to do a great job as she has for many years in caring about WSU.
She loves Pullman. I mean, she loves Pullman for years.
She's been, you know, really part of this community and loves the Cougs. And so hopefully she'll continue to elevate that. And who knows, maybe she won't be the interim. Maybe she'll be the, you know, directly appointed.
Yeah. You know, honestly, Xander, I learned this a long time ago. It's hard to affix a motive to somebody, right? I've been in that position before where somebody questioned my motive and they didn't know anything, right? I'll just give you an example. I don't know, it just popped in my head. But like when I ran for city council in Pullman, I was hearing, oh, he just wants to run for mayor. Like this is a stepping stone. No, I didn't. I actually didn't want to run for mayor. That had nothing to, like, where's this come from?
But you wanted to see some change.
Yeah, I wanted to see some change in a way that I thought was sufficient. So, like, yeah, am I pissed that Pat Chun left, right? Yeah, I am, 100%. I also know that we, as I become an old man and see things different, I guess what I have come to understand is I don't know what people's motives are, and the backgrounds, they really define sometimes the nurture part of it, nature and nurture, define what our ethics are, what our loyalties are, those kind of things. Maybe Pat did like Pullman, but maybe he had a different competing interest, which is he always wanted to go to the Big Ten more. He wanted to go back in as an athletic director. Maybe it wasn't for the money. You know, maybe it's just there was a prestige there. I don't know what it was, right? So I look at, you know, what are we going to get for an athletic director, right? Is it going to be somebody who loves Pullman? Is that what we want the most? Or are we going to accept that somebody is going to come in here and maybe they give us five really good years and that's what we get? Like, what is it that we want the most? Because if for us, what we want the most is that they have to love being in Pullman, then we also have to accept that we may not get the best athletic director possible, right? Or if that's our value system, we may say, you know, nobody else thinks they're the best athletic director, but because this is our number one value, they are the best athletic director for us. Like, we have to define what that is, and I don't think that's clear. Now, I would have loved to see Brian Blair, but I talked a little bit with Brian Blair right after Pat left. Brian is a super good guy. He's also one of these people in athletics that I feel like, for a long time, I've always felt like athletics has this hubris about it. Now, I feel like that actually kind of went down with Pat. Like, I felt like the Bill Moose era, there was this giant hubris. Like, if it didn't come from athletics, it wasn't a good idea, right? And people have good ideas. And I don't feel like that at all with Brian. I feel like he's very humble. He's very approachable, like all those things. Plus, he makes good barbecue. Like, he shares that on Twitter. X, formerly Twitter. But what is Brian Blair's? Like, maybe WSU didn't want him. I don't know. Or maybe he didn't want to do it. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the motives are.
Was Ann named athletic interim. Director of athletics or just interim?
Interim.
Does Ann have, do you know, is there any insight? Does she?
I don't know.
Does she want to do
that? But like, I know people who, hey, I'm good leaving somewhere every 3 years. You know, I'm good chasing another job. And there are other people like, if you've always wanted to be an athletic director, and I'm sure Brian did, he left WSU because he had his chance to be an athletic director at Toledo.
Yeah.
Right? Why would he leave Toledo in 2 years or whatever?
Was he here for the women's game for the WBIT?
Yeah, he was.
He was.
He was here.
So he was in town.
So he was in town.
Those paths crossed again.
Yeah, and there's a picture of him, you know, standing talking to Kirk Schultz. But to my knowledge, nothing came of that. He wasn't a candidate, right? But I look at that, and let's say he was a candidate. He's still, like, people's value system when it comes to loyalty is like, you know what? But it's too soon. Like, I don't want to leave them in a lurch. I came here. I made promises. And I
see it through.
I would love to be an AD at a bigger school as well, but 2 years is too soon. Maybe I want to be here for 5 years. I want to put in my time. I want to be respectful to that. And maybe that kind of respect and loyalty is what somebody's values are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, so assigning a motive, I think, is hard.
Xander, what do you think is a good time frame for a coach? Like, obviously you mentioned, you know, we talked about, 15, 20 years, be here a long time. Is five enough? Is that considered a long time? Is seven? Is 10?
I think seven or more is.
Seven or more?
Yeah.
But, so what Kyle give? Seven or five, six?
Well, let's see. We had I almost said Paul Graham. We had the Ken Bone disaster. And then.
Yeah, Coach Bone, you know.
Ernie Kent disaster.
Coach Bone.
Process Wazoo.
Coach Bone, he had it tough. You know, coming in, he didn't have it tough from inheriting talent. Arguably the best roster, top to bottom, WSU's ever had. But filling the shoes of Tony.
And that was before NIL, so there's more stability.
Yeah, yeah. But filling Tony's shoes, you know, Tony Bennett, that had to be tough. A lot of that pressure. I mean, we went from a coach that was marketable not only with student athletes, but you had fans that were like, oh, this is, you know, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Coach Bone coming in from a Big Sky school, which it sounds like some of these interviews have been of Big Sky coaches. It just didn't seem to fit overall. So,
and then, like, what do you think is more important? Because, like, me, when I look at life, I think loyalty is the biggest, it's one of the biggest means in the whole world. Like, are you going to stay loyal? Are you going to stay loyal to the place that's going to hire you and wants you to stay here forever? Or are you going to, not stay forever and you're going to go somewhere else that's going to pay more money and go where money goes? Or are you going to go to a conference that's bigger so that you can compete with some of these bigger schools and show that I can be at one of the best athletes of all time? Or are you going to stay here and say Pullman's more important to me and Washington State's more important to me than all these other schools? I'm not going to leave here.
Well, you know how there's a thin line between love and hate? There's a thin line with loyalty, because for some it means one thing, for others it means another thing. And so My uncle told me a long time ago that money is like air, you know, it's like oxygen. People need it to survive.
Yeah. And that's why they distinguish between money and the love of money. There's a difference.
Yeah. And so as far as loyalty, Xander, it would be great if coaches could come and be loyal to the Cougs. And you know, once a Coug, always a Coug, sure. And we want to embrace all these coaches. It's tough, though. They have to make a decision for them and their family. And so I think every coach we've had here, I think they've loved the Cougs. I mean, Tony Bennett had opportunities, if you remember, Brandon, I think after the first tournament run with Indiana, and he said no. Or whatever happened. You know, I don't know all the detail. I don't have any real insight. I just remember that was the speculation, is that Indiana and a couple other schools pursued, and he stayed at WSU. Then, of course, the next year he went to Virginia. You know, Coach Bone, Ken Bone had a run here, five-plus years. Ernie had at least five, I think, to do. They all recruited talent to Pullman. It just, for one reason or another, didn't. And none of them have really bad-mouthed Pullman. You know, I think it's just keeping someone in Pullman with their families, depending on if they're a young or older family or established family, it's tough, right? It's a small college town. The town itself, it's like easy family living. And so if you're looking to be in an urban area, Pullman is not it. And so just it's hard to find the right fit, though, because when someone is looking for an opportunity, they're going to say yes to the job. I mean, if I was offered a coaching job, I'd say yes. Yeah, of course. This is a promotion.
We know this is not an urban area. Deion Sanders told us so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great having Deion in Pullman, though.
It was. It actually was. So, hey, so Xander, you go to a lot of Coug baseball games.
I do.
So we've seen you there. You caught your first foul ball, too, right?
And they got two home run balls there, too.
Yeah, you're chasing, knocking little old ladies over, you know, going for the ball. I'm kidding. You'd never do that. But did you see over the weekend, Grant Taylor, man, fear the beard. Dude, beat the Huskies.
Shut down them dogs.
One hit shutout, 17 strikeouts, a new school record.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, I heard about that when I was playing golf. And I talked
we got to shelled the next two games.
I talked to the one of the baseball coaches, and his name's Eric. And I talked to him when I was playing golf with Durham on Sunday. And he told me we won our first game against UW and then lost the next two. And I'm like, that doesn't feel good to lose the next two games.
Wait, you were playing golf?
Yes.
Are you a golfer, Xander?
I am getting into golf. I love golf.
What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is baseball to play, but my favorite sport to watch is football, but right now I'm getting into golf.
So you love sports.
Yes.
When were you playing golf?
Last Sunday.
Last, when the team was at home?
No, this Sunday, like two Sundays ago.
Oh, two Sundays. I was going to say,
two days ago.
Okay, so you said you were playing. You played on Easter?
Yes.
Oh, because you said you were. I was thinking, well, they always play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, they didn't, because of Easter. They played Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you played with Eric Hutting?
Yes.
Oh, Eric Hutting's our hitting coach. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You're like, coach, let's go hit a bucket of balls? Or
I just thought I'm there and played golf with him.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
A lot of people on on an off day. They're
but also what's cool about
taking advantage of the weather.
Yeah.
But also what's cool about the golf course too is when you go to Plouffe Ridge Golf Course, you can see the whole town of Pullman together if you go to the golf course and play golf.
Oh, yeah. That's hosted some formerly known as Pac-12 championships.
Should we do a shout out to, what is it, Zevia?
As like Zevia. It's Zevia. Zero sugar soda. It's uses pure stevia or stevia leaf. My fat doctor told me that I needed to cut back on my diet soda at least half the amount that uses artificial sweeteners, but stevia was fine. So lost 30 pounds, man, in the last
you look great,
3 bro. Months. I got 40 more to go.
You look great, but cream soda, that's...
It's pretty gross, actually.
Underrated. Cream soda is fantastic.
It is.
Underrated.
You just have to imagine it like a fresh cream soda of the olden times.
And then what do you guys think about the United Football League?
That was quite a shift
going on.
We're throwing out a sponsorship, Xander, and you
this is brought to
you. These are sponsorships for your show.
But what did I say? This has been brought to you by Zevia, which is pretty gross.
Nah. UFL, Xander, good. That's a good.
Segues are a little rough, but the topic is right on.
Great topic, Xander. UFL, how can you not be a fan of spring football, right? It's just more football. Football is a gladiator sport. There's just a bunch of hyenas, lions, and dogs out there battling. And so it's modern day at the Coliseum, right? I mean, these guys are just
– yeah.
It's a car accident every play.
For our entertainment, they're bashing their heads in.
Yeah, they're trying to crush the other team. It's great. It's awesome to see the kid. I don't know his name. I'm sure you have the research. Jake, I can't believe I slipped his last name. But
because you have suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
264-yard field goals, and he hasn't kicked a field goal since high school. Hasn't been a kicker since high school, something like that. I mean, the story's all over.
Yeah, but also I saw there's a quarterback that plays for the Houston Roughnecks, Jarrett. He used to play for our Cougs, and he didn't do much for our Cougs, but I asked Coach Dicker, but he was part of a Coug, and he used to be a Coug for 1 year, and he started for Houston Roughnecks as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have a hard time believing this, okay? But I have kicked a 60-yard field goal before.
Let them know.
Yeah, I did. So what I did was, you know, the old NCAA 2013 game on like PS4 or whatever.
You lined up and kicked one on there?
Yeah. So actually I created a character and I boosted all their stuff up all the way. So it was actually, it was like a 67 yarder.
So Chappie was a kicker in NCAA football.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You didn't want to be quarterback. You didn't want to be the running back receiver.
I played multiple seasons. Okay. That was just, I did one as a kicker.
Okay. All right. So how did he get recruited? I mean,
I don't remember. It's been a while, but I'm really excited for the new NCAA game to come out.
July 12th, Friday, July 12th, I think.
Wait, this year?
I believe so.
I keep expecting it's just going to still get pushed back. Yeah, so
there's nothing I'll like an old man playing video games, but hey, what?
I don't really play a lot anymore. My kids play.
Yeah. This one will be fun, though.
They make fun of me because they say I button mash because their games, they're too many buttons, man.
A lot of buttons.
You
remember got the right trigger.
NES,
the thumb,
man, we had an A button, a B button.
Yeah. And then what is it? Up, down, left, right,
B-A-B-A, select, start.
Woo! Xander, man, you're asking
Xander's
us good
lost
questions.
Now.
But,
he's gone.
But
what
do you
the
think
heck are
about
these guys
football?
Talking about?
What do you think about the UFL?
I think it's really good because they get a second chance opportunity. So, like, if they get cut by an NFL team and no NFL teams give them an opportunity, they can try to get back into playing football in the United Football League and then make it back to the NFL. I seen one player, he did that. I don't remember his name, but he now plays in the NFL and no longer the United Football League. And he used to play for the Birmingham Stallions, but now he's the quarterback for the Packers.
Yeah, you know, the only thing about the UFL or any, I guess, non-NFL team is it is exciting, especially spring football. The tough part is it's like the minor leagues. I'll just use the baseball reference. The problem with being the minor leagues is the toll it's taking on your body to try to get to the NFL, right? I mean, if you're a running back and you're getting crushed once a week and in practices every day for the UFL, your body is taking unnecessary hits for your chance at the NFL. But if it's your dream and you're trying to pursue it, I think it's awesome. It's definitely entertaining. There's some good games. There's definitely talented players, you know, and so hopefully – I don't know if they still have the Seattle team or not, but it was nice to see some of those games last spring. And it's certainly nice to see some of the Cougs that are getting opportunities with the chance to make it to the NFL and fulfill their dream.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Xander, I appreciate you having me on your show. This has been awesome. I've been able to witness your last two. You had Gage Machado, and you had Cooper Jones on one of the episodes.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of jealous a little bit of them. Now I get to be on the show. So, and we had G-Rod, G-Money, G-Slice.
Man, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. This was pretty cool.
You say your last words, man.
And then I feel like that right now what's going on in sports is everybody just cares about money more. I don't know why, but we should not be caring about money more. Money is not the most important thing in life. Most important thing in life is what's the best opportunity for you and what place makes you happy. You need to stay at a place that makes you happy. If you go to a place that's not going to make you happy and you care about money, then why are you taking the money when you don't care about that place and that place, you don't care about that place. You hate that place since you were little or younger. And then now, like, what happened? And then here's Deacon Boyce with his questions and answers.
What would it take for you to leave WSU if you were playing one of your favorite sports?
It would take a lot of work because I love Pullman. I love the city and I love everything. I love small towns more than big towns.
Hey, man, go Cougs. I don't think it could be go said Cougs. Any better than that.
Go Cougs. All right, is that it?
Yes.
All right. You got to thank the listeners.
Yeah, I hope you guys love watching it and thank you for watching it. I hope you have a good day today, and let's go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Little update, Xander.
We just hired a new men's basketball coach from Eastern Washington. His name is David Riley, and he's from the Northwest and from Seattle, and his alma mater is Whitworth University. And he was two-time coach of the year in the Big Sky Conference.
Yeah. I mean, we recorded. So by the time you're listening to this podcast, like, you're going, wait a second, but they already hired a coach. Why are they talking about? Yeah, well, because we recorded on Tuesday, and then Tuesday night after we record, they end up hiring our new coach. So we're like, we can't release this unless we give an update. So what do you think about this guy?
I think it's a good hire because he's a local guy. He's a Northwest guy. So hiring a Northwest guy might get him to stay here longer than a guy that's from California or somewhere else.
That's true. But remember our athletic director we talked yesterday, he went from east side of the state to the west side of the state, you know. So where's this guy from?
He's from Seattle, but
would he leave here and go to UW then be a success here?
No, his alma mater college is Whitworth. His alma mater college is Whitworth.
Yeah, and he's not gonna be going backward from here to Whitworth. You know.
No.
Just for whatever. So
no.
Well I will be interested to see what we get. I like the hire. I mean, I think he seems distinctly Northwest, but I also feel like anybody who has success, there's always a big job or money coming at him from somewhere else. So we'll see. But I like the hire right now.
Yeah, I like the hire right now too because this guy, I think looks better than Kyle Smith so far. Like I feel like he could be a better coach than Kyle Smith. I think he could beat Kyle Smith for being a better coach and being better because I look at him, he could bring a lot of guys in, but I think his guys would be like coming off the bench guys if he brought some of his guys from Eastern Washington, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I sat courtside actually this year when we played Eastern, and Eastern played us tough.
They did.
They actually played us really tough. So we'll see what we get this year, I guess. I do like, you know, I mean, Kyle was at San Francisco, which was, I guess, maybe a little bit bigger than Eastern.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see. I like it, though. So we just wanted to give an update.
Yeah, and then also I think this guy's a young coach. He hasn't coached very much. He's a young dude. He's like 35 years old and still young. And I think this guy can bring something special to our program. I think when I look at him, I looked at him up yesterday, and I looked at all this stuff, and he looks like a good dude. He looks like a good coach. I looked up his interviews and everything. He just looked like a positive coach and a positive mindset. And
yeah.
I love that.
Well, and his first, you know, his foray into coaching, it's not going to be like Pac-12. I mean, we're going to be affiliated, affiliate, yeah, West Coast. So this might be a good opportunity for him.
Yes.
Get his feet wet in this environment and with a competition level that's a little bit different. So
yeah, and then hopefully we can beat Gonzaga with this guy. I think we can beat Gonzaga with this guy. I think this guy could beat Mark Few next year two times.
Yeah, I don't think we can, but I don't think we can, but you're more positive than I am. I'm just a negative Nelly.
I think we could beat Gonzaga with this guy because if I hope Miles Rice does not transfer anymore after we hired this guy. I hope this guy is positive enough to try to keep Miles Rice staying here. I hope he's getting.
Well, I mean, I hope we retain our players, but I never actually expect that anybody will stay anymore. I kind of figure people will leave, and then we got to go get new people. I mean, we lost DJ Rodman. We've lost players before, and then we figure out a way, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. But anyway, good update, Xander. Yeah. All right, let's do it.